the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard, live from the DraftKings Sportsbook in Foxwoods Resort and Casino on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, hey, top of the morning to you. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard. And we are live on the East Coast today, tomorrow, and Friday at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Grand opening is today here at Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut. Come by and say hello. It was great to meet Phil and Kyle moments ago. They have a pub called Champions Pub in Peabody, Mass. About 2 hours from where we're broadcasting from today. They made the drive down. Stayed at Foxwoods last night. Said hello, fellas. Great to meet them. So we're going to be here hanging out all week and until Friday. And, you know, tomorrow night for the game. I can't wait to see what this book is going to – I wonder what it was like Monday night. The Pats in action.
Yes. This book is incredible. Top notch. The how much money they put into this, the TVs. We don't have anything. Do we have anything like this in Vegas? Well, you look, you have the bar below us, the bar with the machines, and then giant screen TVs right in front of you.
Right.
And then there's kiosks all over the place. And the DK.
The kiosks.
The kiosks with the app in the menu.
Yes.
Top notch, out of this world. Number one, not even close, with a bullet.
You could probably get lost on the kiosks.
Yes.
For hours.
I couldn't believe
toggling
it.
Through everything.
They tweeted it out yesterday when we were on the kiosk at VSiN Live.
When
I'm
you
like,
go,
oh, my God. There's 180 different ways to bet the Thursday night game yesterday. That was yesterday. I mean, in Nevada, we're sitting there Thursday morning. We don't have props up.
Can we get a rushing yard prop tonight?
Yeah.
On Delvin Cook, is it possible?
Tuesday they had all that up in the Minnesota-Pittsburgh game.
And, by the way, a huge menu. Not a betting menu, but like the food here.
Yeah.
A huge menu, cocktails, food, the whole thing. So we're here again, 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern until Friday. Yeah.
There it is. Look at that. I mean, it's so easy to use. It's just a piece of cake. Technology, Mitch, can't stop it.
Yep.
But you just come in, I click on the Thursday night game, and there's 180 options, and it's so easy to scroll up, piece of cake. And then I click on futures. Everything you want is right there to be the one seat, to be the MVP, adjusted wins, most wins, player props, lunacy.
Yeah. In that video, I had the beanie on. People were giving me crap, like, cut it out, Mitch. You're from Wisconsin. I haven't lived there in 20 years.
Yeah.
You think my blood's the same?
Absolutely.
I am a total wuss compared to what I was 20 years ago.
Things have changed.
We play basketball in 30 degrees all the time growing up. Now, 52? What is this?
Yeah.
But it's 112 for 4 months out of the year, folks. Your blood thins out.
That was me the other day. Hey, you want to go for a walk, Times Square? And I'm a man of the people, but, again, a little freaked out with the people running around Times Square, but it's 35 degrees. I said, hard pass. Don't want to do it.
Okay, so here we go. Some big games next week. Week number 15 in the National Football League. Your early look-ahead numbers. The Thursday game, Paulie, Chiefs-Chargers. This is in Los Angeles.
No home field. Chiefs fans will take over. Remember that.
Do you want to guess the number?
Oh, Chiefs. They lost the first game at home. Chiefs, 4.
Chiefs are 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
On the road against the Chargers.
Okay.
Cleveland plays the Raiders.
Mm.
If the Raiders don't win this game, because they have the Chiefs this week, then next week it's against Cleveland, I don't know if they win another game.
Remember that bettor put down that large?
A huge bet.
Huge bet they would win exactly 6 games.
Correct.
30-1.
They have the Broncos, who they eviscerated the first time. They have the Chargers, who got killed. They killed them the first time. But the Browns are -5. And here's your number. You can play it right now.
Could be weather. Should be weather.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed there's weather. I want to have
no weather in this game inside of a dome. The Colts are – how big is this game? The Colts hosting the Patriots.
Monster. One seed, home field. Can the Colts get in? Everything on the line here. Yeah.
Okay. How would you bet it? The numbers available right now, Patriots -2.5.
Yeah. A friend of ours said he was going to unleash hell on the Colts. He really likes the Colts in this game. I would love to know. We'll have it once we get closer. Belichick off a bye.
Off a bye.
He takes away what you do best. They will shut down Taylor.
Both teams off a bye, though, right? Colts have a bye this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Belichick or Reich. Okay. But I see your point. Can you not love all the way the Patriots are playing? And by the way, it's squeaky bum time here at DraftKings with the Mattress Mac bet.
Well, explain that to people.
We put $2 million on the Patriots to win the Super Bowl before the winning streak started. Mm-hmm. He knew something. He saw it coming.
Well, he's also, I mean, he has that kind of money to say, hey, his name's Mac, my name's Mac. Why not make a bet on this guy?
Yes.
You know, $2 million. Okay, sure. I'll trust his name.
Oh, it's a great game. I can't go against the Patriots right now. They're a freight train.
I think I like the Colts.
Defense is playing well.
Well, the defense has been spectacular.
Yes.
He's so good. Belichick. The talking point last year when they had a down year with Cam Newton as his quarterback.
Well, that was right.
And Brady made the Super Bowl. Oh, it was all Brady. Well, Belichick's pretty good.
Well, they won 7 games and all the opt-outs, and Cam couldn't throw it from me to you.
Now, how big is this game, too, in the NFC East? Philly is 2.5 against Washington. And that's in Philly. Is that Minshew or Hurts?
Good question. I hope it's Minshew, but I doubt it.
If it's Hurts, I think I'd look at Washington.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Good game.
Buffalo, 9.5 versus Carolina.
Yeah. What'd you think of the Brady news? They whacked Brady.
Oh, I had Tom Brady in my mind.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Let's run. We're throwing too much. That guy was the cat's meow, and now they rules like, get out of here.
Paulie.
Fire some. It's with five games left.
I know. It's 2021. Belichick can get away with throwing the ball three. Doesn't Brady did only a couple of years ago with the Saints?
Yeah.
Give me a 7 against the Jets. I think I'm live.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
We're hitting the road. DraftKings Sportsbook, Foxwoods Casino, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If you're in the area, come down, say hello, tune in every day from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern. Pepe's in New Haven. Here we come. We read all the emails. Thank you very much. Thanks to the guy who offered dinner, the other guy who offered lunch, the guy who offered Islander tickets. I don't get out much. I cannot believe the fact that you're so close to everything. Where we're going to be at, and but Pepe's is definitely going
to
happen.
That's going to have to happen for sure. Is that the spot, by the way?
Pepe's?
For those of you right now watching,
Pepe's.
If we hit any like pizzeria, is Pepe's the spot to go? New Haven, but an hour away the way it looks.
God's country.
We're game. I'd love to try it. People have been telling us now for like months that New Haven is like the pizza capital of the world, whatever, mm-hmm. or the country anyway.
Yep. Can't wait to see Foxwoods. Huh? Get after it. I'm sure you'll be high limit. Huh? You're on a roll. Be great. This is something. Yeah.
That's my plan.
Uh-huh.
Probably for about a good 9-10-hour session on Tuesday.
Yeah. It'll be great to meet everybody. Mm-hmm. And then Thursday we can all watch the game together and watch Mike Zimmer get fired. How is that not happening?
I will be honest with you, Paul. I don't know what to expect on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Because for those of you out there, I don't know how you guys do this. What is it like when a game kicks off at 8:20 at night?
I can't even relate
to this. I mean, it's like Pac-12 games kick off at 7:00 out here.
Yeah, we're going to fall in love with the 7 to 10 sleep in.
Well, there's no question.
But this is,
yes.
What are you going to be sitting there? It's like, what? It's 7:30? We still have a kickoff?
An hour before kick?
Yeah. Did you like that Vikings defense, huh, Zimmer?
Well, here's what I really liked about the game.
Unbelievable. Back up.
How about this?
The Buren boys.
There was a timeout before the final play, and that's how you defend the Lions. All right.
So bad.
Congratulations to our colleague here and the VP of Circa, where we broadcast from every single day, Mike Palm. He did it. And by the way, he told me, I think it was on Friday or Saturday, he said, I'm not going to hedge. He had Cincinnati.
Oh, really?
That's what he told me at the time.
I told him bet Oklahoma State early and go from there. Money line,
okay.
Because once you got that Oklahoma State loss, you had it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yep.
So he had $500. And he said this on the air, so this is not me talking out of turn. He had $500 on Cincinnati 14-1, so that's a nice little $7,000 scoop job by Mike. And, look, it took a lot for them to get there, but here you go. The Bearcats, I want to see what this is going to look like now. And they're huge dogs, and they should be. 13, I thought it was actually going to be a tick higher, Paul. I thought this number was going to be 14, 14.5.
Yeah.
Bama's 13.5 in the playoff game against Cincinnati.
Well, what Alabama team are we going to get? The team that should have lost to a six-loss Auburn with a quarterback, a backup quarterback, who was hobbled, and they had 3 points going to the final drive, or the team that looked like the greatest show on turf and steamrolling the Georgia Bulldogs? I would love Cincinnati if the game was Saturday. I would love them because it's just a prisoner of the moment, and Alabama would then take the rat poison. Oh, you guys are great. You destroyed Georgia. But now with 3 weeks off and all that time for Saban to prepare and take a look at Cincinnati on film,
right?
I mean, I can't go. It's a tough matchup.
Well,
but again, you don't know what Alabama team's going to show up. But Alabama was inconsistent for much of the season. Alabama had only had one good win come into the Georgia game, and we hadn't seen an Alabama offense in a long time. And they struggled with Arkansas. They struggled with Florida. They couldn't put away LSU. Mm-hmm. They should have lost to Auburn. But this is a great story. And I know for all those people who were tweeting, oh, you see, you said a group of five team could never get in. Well, like you said, but what could have happened last year? They started at 7.
Well, I don't.
They went undefeated, and they dropped. And teams with two losses were ahead of them.
Okay, so I did not even watch the committee show yesterday.
Oh, there were people, see, I told you they could get in. But give me a break. Look had to happen, though. They barely got in. They're 4. You had to have only 2 conferences, power conferences, are in the playoff.
Right.
Think about that. How have they not expanded this thing right now?
And they're not going to anytime soon, according to the latest reports.
The Alliance gets in the way. No Pac-12, no ACC, no Big 12.
Right.
The Notre Dame situation. That's what had to happen. You had to beat Notre Dame, who had to run the table and finish 11-1 for this to happen.
Well, and then, oh, by the way, and I heard Gary Barta, who is the head of...
Follow the Money, live from the DraftKings Sportsbook at Foxwoods Resort and Casino in Connecticut on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. VSiN Bowl Betting Guide almost here with everything you need to bet smart on every bowl game. This year's guide provides matchup analysis on all 41 bowl games, including insights, trends, data, and predictions to help you make your best bets. The guide is designed to give you an edge whether you're betting on every game, playing contest, I want to find a few props. It drops December 13th. Get your copy today for only $19.99 at VSiN.com/subscribe. Get that sucker. It's going to be great.
You see some of these line moves in the bowl games?
Yes.
Okay, so Nevada opened up 6.5 against Western Michigan. It's 1. Or the move was down to 1, like, right away.
How about that? Norvell left to take the Colorado State job, which pay was doubled. Doubled his pay.
Are you surprised by that?
No. Man's got to eat, but that's surprising when you look at where Nevada's program's at compared to Colorado State. That's what they pay.
Mm-hmm.
Nevada's, I think, that's the lowest job in the conference, or one of the lowest.
And
jobs.
Oh, by the way, Nevada has been like perennially one of the best programs in that entire conference. They've been good for a long time.
I was surprised.
Yeah, that goes back to the Chris Ault years.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense with the move, though.
Tennessee from +3 to -3 against Purdue.
Yeah, concur.
Okay, Minnesota. Opened up 7 against West Virginia, down to 4. I believe that game is in Phoenix, one of the bowl games. North Carolina from -5 to -7.5 against South Carolina. Kentucky was +1, now 2.5-point favorites against Iowa.
Yeah, I like Kentucky.
Yeah, as do I.
Yeah.
A&M 3.5 to 6.5 against Wake Forest.
Mm.
And Baylor +2.5 to -1 against Ole Miss. I like that game as well.
That's a good game. Should be low scoring.
Well, we talked about that right away on Monday after the games were released. I think that opened to, 51 mm-hmm. with a total? And Ole Miss, their totals 2 months ago were in the 80s, and then they just stayed under like every single week, and they mm-hmm. had to keep adjusting. But Baylor is all defense and not a lot of offense. So the Heisman odds, I mean, Bryce Young is as high as -5,000.
One defensive player is a finalist, and it's Hutchinson?
Yeah.
They got to fix the system.
The whole thing.
This is, come on.
The whole thing stinks. And then your national title odds. And so Circa Sports already sent out a number on the national title game if it's Georgia-Alabama. And Matt Metcalf made Georgia a 1-point favorite against Alabama. We were kicking this around yesterday thinking that possibly things could change if Michigan gives Georgia a game or if Michigan even wins if you bet Bama right now as a 13.5-point favorite, but if you bet them at forget about that for a second. If you bet them plus 120 to win the national title, right? And they look great and they wipe out Cincinnati and the other game is close or Michigan wins, you're then sitting on an Alabama ticket at plus 120 where they could be, you know, a nice favorite against Michigan, or if that's a close game and Bama blows out Cincinnati, maybe that flips and they're a 3-point favorite.
Mm-hmm. Interesting discussion about what you should do, right? Because then, but some people made that, and that goes back to after, you know, like the Patriots Colts. Patriots have looked awesome. What do you make the line now against Indy? Well, they just demolished Georgia and did whatever they wanted offensively and beat the number one team by 17 points.
Right.
What's the line? Your tweet. What's the line if they played next week?
Mm-hmm.
They're all the lines were all over the place, the guesses.
People were making
4 or 5. I mean,
People were making Georgia 4. Other people were making Alabama 7.
Yeah, right. So,
hey, come
but that, yes. And the other guy, Brian emailed. He's sitting on 100,000, over 100,000 in future tickets on Cincinnati. He wants some advice. I'll start with Alabama moneyline. You want to take plus 120 with Alabama? They could lose both. I would just say you got to lay the $5-6, and then see what happens.
Or
I mean, you can't. I mean, even if you want to say, well, I'll get involved in play.
Actually,
it could be 10-0 Bama 5 minutes in.
Sure. Actually, he probably wants to forget about the $5. Bet Alabama to win the national title.
Take the plus 120?
I'd probably take the plus 120 as a hedge spot, and then if you lose that bet, then you're going to be live to Cincinnati to win the whole thing.
That's a tough one. He's got 150, like big tickets on Cincinnati to win it all. But that's
to win more than 100,000?
Yeah. Yeah. As you can see, look, $5-6 on Bama money line, and then would they have to come back and play Joe? That's the thing with Cincinnati. You're going to have to you might have to beat Alabama and Georgia to do this.
Well, either way, I mean, it's going to be Bama or Michigan.
Well, that's no gimme either, but I'm talking from also a point spread perspective.
Oh, I know, yes.
And you're going back-to-back SEC powerhouses,
yep,
if that would happen.
So, again, I'll throw Circa out there, because Metcalf opened up that Georgia-Michigan game 9 when everybody else in the country had 7 or 7.5. He's like, no, we're going to put a nice, healthy 9 right now on this game. Do you think it's early here? We still have plenty of time to look at this game. But do you think Michigan can pull off the upset and shock the world?
Sure.
Or is it going to be?
It wouldn't be a big upset to me. Shock the world.
I don't think it would be that big of an upset. But I'm wondering, though, if what they do, Georgia really shuts down quite well. Because they're going to try. Like, Harbaugh's probably going to. You know what I'm saying?
That Michigan won't be able to run the ball?
Run the football. We want to go power versus power. It's like, I'm not so sure that's going to work.
Yep. What do you think of Cincinnati's chances? I do think. The fact that they went toe-to-toe and should have beat Georgia in January helps them immensely. Sauce Gardner didn't play. They also lost their star offensive lineman early in that game.
Uh-huh.
They blew an 11-point lead in the fourth quarter. So I think that also helps them that, hey, we were just here in January against one of the big boys, and we should have won the game.
Yep.
But I give Saban the edge with all this time to prepare, though, too, and people – this is old hat for Alabama.
Sure.
They're here all the time, but this is new territory
right
for Cincinnati. Everyone's been pumping. They're going to be pumping their tires for 2-3 weeks.
And, I mean, he's made it, 7 out of 8 years now in the playoff, and he has a nice history here of blowing teams out.
Yeah. Some big names on there. Clemson, Michigan State, Washington.
Ohio State last year.
Yeah, right.
Killed them. So, you know, Cincinnati catching 13. And by the way, that number at Circa is down to 8 now. So they did move it, taking some money on Michigan to get to plus 8 in that game. People did ask me, because I say this all the time, because I don't bet a lot of futures to win the national title in college football. This year would have been, you know, a great year to do it with, like, conference title odds and whatever else, like Cincinnati potentially, but I didn't get involved. I've said many, many times, I like to bet the teams at the top when they first lose. So people ask me if I bet on Alabama when they lost to A&M. I didn't. The team I bet on after they lost was Ohio State. Because I was more convinced, and I was wrong, so that's a loser for me. But I was, and I had Ohio State, I think, at 17-1 or something like that to win the national title. They beat Michigan. They're going to be in this playoff, and I'm going to be live to that. But you know, I think Alabama was a pretty high number when they lost to Texas A&M.
It's been a wild 2 weeks in the sport.
What do you think Alabama was to win the national title when they trailed by 7 in the Iron Bowl with like 2 minutes to go? Because in play to win the game at some spots, they were as high as 30-1.
Yeah, it was at Caesars, right?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Does anybody want? Why are people leaving Oregon? That's a couple coaches now that have done that. Taggart, and now Cristobal. You got all those great facilities and Phil Knight, and
it's amazing up there.
There's something going on there. Why are people leaving?
I get Cristobal played at Miami, and they went so above and beyond for him that it was tough for him to turn down. But I would say this:
he's got a lot of work to do, though.
He does,
as we talked about earlier.
So what do you think about the rumor of Chip Kelly going back to Oregon? Has that ship sailed?
I don't know.
Like, he had that program, a top five program in the country, bailed, and it's tough to regain that.
Well, now with Lincoln Riley coming in, mm-hmm. that would be. It's been a disappointment at UCLA. We're coming off an 8-4 season.
Nice year this year.
Yeah, I know, but it took a long time. So he hasn't lived up to the hype and expectations with UCLA. I don't know what they would do. I don't know what direction they're looking at. That's a wild card.
Well, because of what you said,
though.
Because
it might come down to Phil Knight. Phil Knight might do that. He might say, I want Chip Kelly back. I'll give him whatever he wants.
Sure.
I don't know. He calls the shots.
Well, based on that, Phil Knight, and based on, again, on facilities, I've been there twice for games. I mean, just 10 years ago, knocked my socks off. I'm like, this is a college. We're talking a college campus with these facilities? I'm like, are you kidding me? They were so good.
Mm-hmm.
But that program should always be, because of all of that, they should be like a top 10 or top 15 program. Book it.
Mm-hmm.
Lock it in. But, yeah, it's not going to be as easy to go to Southern California and pull kids out of there anymore.
Well, Lincoln Riley's going to own it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But these bowl games, there's six bowl games next Saturday, the 17th.
That's good.
In addition to the two NFL games.
Yep. First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with the promo code Vegas1000 and receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. Visit vsin.com/horses for details and use the bonus code Vegas1000. Are you itching to do some airport power rankings?
Can't wait.
You know what you want to do?
I want to hear from everybody, and I reached out to an insider. I reached out to an expert that flies to 140 times a year on average. Airport rankings.
And we'll do in-pocket plays. We'll recap what we bet on Monday, what we're betting today and for this week as well, and maybe do a little comparison. For example, which ticket would you rather have right now, the Vikings to make the playoffs or the Bills to miss? By the way, I'm being told the Bills are as high as plus 650 to miss the playoffs.
Whoa.
That is a healthy number. That's coming up here as we're live on the East Coast from Foxwoods Casino at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The grand opening is this morning, and we're here today, tomorrow, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. Come and join us.
Follow the Money, live from the DraftKings Sportsbook at Foxwoods Resort and Casino in Connecticut on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on the program, it is Follow the Money, live on VSiN, the sports betting network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard at the Foxwoods Casino. It is the grand opening of the DraftKings Sportsbook out here, opening up a little bit later on this morning, and we're here today, tomorrow, and on Friday, broadcasting live from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. All right, in-pocket plays, recapping. We were off yesterday, so Monday's bets. Patriots +3 got there, and Josh Allen needed a long 20-yard run later on in that game.
Never a sweat.
Yeah, sure,
come
to
on.
Go over 34.5.
You love it, baby. Come on. That's awesome.
But again, we always tell you this, shop around. I noticed that one person grabbed like 41.5, still bet it over, and we said on Monday, don't do that.
Yep.
And he stayed under that number of 41.5, so...
The longest field goal prop was hilarious.
Oh, I mean, come on.
I mean, once you saw... I mean, Lisa Salters is on camera going like this. This is like at 11 in the morning, our time.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, okay, it goes from 47.5 to 43.5. We'll put it off the board.
Yep. Week 14, which is, tomorrow night. I bet this last week. I clearly don't like it now with the way this number's been moving. But Vikings, I have -4 in pocket.
Big game. Loser leaves town.
I didn't bet this, but let me point one thing out to you. You know how I've been betting these college basketball conference win totals?
Yes.
I haven't bet it, but somebody noticed this at another book yesterday. Gonzaga plays 16 conference games. 16. What do you think their win total is?
We thought that was 15.5.
Yeah, 15.5.
Yeah.
Think they're going to go 16-0?
Yeah, they'll lose one.
I think they're losing one this year.
Man.
Yep.
Well, it appears so now after what's happened lately.
Yeah.
Two, three weeks ago, I say no way. I mean, they ran out UCLA, number two at the time. Right. They ran out Texas, top 10
Killed
team.
Killed them, yeah.
Right. All right, loser Monday night with the Bills. Picasso. What a Picasso by Belichick. That was something. That game had everything. And Notre Dame and the Fiesta against Oklahoma State on the move. I agree with that. They're fired up for Freeman. And I don't like the spot for Oklahoma State. And I think Notre Dame is fired up to play. And you saw they celebrated with the Freeman news. Pitt, Michigan State over. Did you see the – now, how about this? I gave this out on air Monday. The Pitt OC quit.
Yeah, I did see that.
What is that all about? Whipple. I mean,
he has nothing else lined up.
That's it. And he's our coach in the game. He said, I'll see you. All right, guys. And it's over for me. I can't even – okay, Bengals. Okay. I mean, I'm this close. I don't trust Garoppolo. What?
We're 4 feet away.
I couldn't see it.
I'm losing my vision as well. I can see that one.
I don't trust Garoppolo on the road. I like the Bengals. And look at the 49ers on the road. They beat Jacksonville.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They beat Philly and Detroit to start. They scored 14 points against Philly.
I remember the game.
And then they beat the Bears. That's the only time Garoppolo is – well, I'm not counting Detroit. It's the only time Garoppolo's played well on the road, and I don't know if they're going to have Deebo back either. So.
That's a little sketchy as of this morning.
Sketchy. There you go. In pocket. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com.
All right. Would you rather have a ticket on the Vikings to make the playoffs plus 250 or the Bills to miss? You saw us plus 330 on the Bills.
Other people are saying it's here. Yeah, it's here. It's plus 330. You're telling me there's 650 out there?
That's what I'm getting messages today saying that.
Oh, my God. See, 650 makes sense because they still have Carolina, Atlanta, and the Jets at home. And you can't be shocked if they go to Tampa and a winner would beat the Patriots.
Talking about the Bills?
The Bills. Who do you think I was talking about?
No, I'm saying the plus 650 to me sounds attractive. To miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're not beating Tampa.
330's, 330, yep. Not enough.
No, I would need higher than 330.
You think no shot Sunday?
Oh, no, I like Tampa in that game. No, of course they have a shot, but I like Tampa to win the game, and I like him to cover.
McDermott calling out Dable. I don't like that.
Well, Dable was a genius last year.
I know.
Yeah, Sunday all of a sudden. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Do you like him in the rematch against the Patriots?
Well, is your Belichick Tuesday? How do you think you match up with? Well, we have to use our passing game.
Yeah,
no, it's good. Right. He's laughing. Certainly, they have the huge edge in that game.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Bills are going to make the playoffs, but that's Vikings are in trouble.
Very much so.
Not going to end well. And we could see a coaching change Friday morning.
That could happen.
If they lose at home to Pittsburgh.
Yep. Colts to win the AFC South 9-1 or Washington to win the NFC East plus 650.
Washington. Colts are running out of time. Not enough games.
So, yeah.
Four games left. And they lose the tiebreaker.
Football team can do this.
Yes, they can.
They need help.
They have to win Sunday and you're cooking.
Yes.
You're only a game
back.
This has escalated quickly.
Yep.
Definitely football team.
Would you rather be a USC, Notre Dame, LSU, Oklahoma, or a Miami fan today?
Give me the middle. USC?
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
LSU, Oklahoma, Miami. That's a great question.
USC. USC's coming back.
No,
did you see Notre Dame's schedule next year?
I have not looked.
Oh, my God.
Well, we said this. Brutal.
Oh, my God.
But we also said brutal for this year because of six teams coming off the bye, and they won 11 games.
I don't know. Miami, no, you have to prove it to me. I'm not a crystal ball fan. And the fact that you have one bowl win since 2007, but keep the guys from Florida and that'll help out.
There, it's on the screen now. Can you read that?
There it is. No chance. That's why I'm bringing up my phone. Where did I put it? I had the schedule and everything.
Wait a second. Does that say Ohio State?
Yes, it does. I fell out. I saw this schedule.
It's me. It's me. I'm blind like Paul.
What does it say?
They got...
It's Ohio State.
Cal's on there. North Carolina.
USC.
Clemson.
North Carolina.
There
See,
you
look
go.
At
Thanks,
that
guys.
Sucker.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good.
Boston College. Navy.
There it is. Come on.
They play UNLV next year?
Well, okay. Yeah.
No, I'm saying where...
Where's the game?
Is that game at Allegiant?
Oh, my God. What's the spread? 45?
Yeah, probably.
What a joke. But look at that schedule.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, Freeman's a great story, but I don't know. It's
out of the gates with the Buckeyes.
Yeah.
You got to love it. And Clemson later on. Ooh. All right, what do you have for
Good question. Okay, tweet at us, email, ftm@vsin.com. I want to hear from people on airport power rankings. This is a tough one, okay? Brian Musburger checking in off the top rope last night. Spokane, he said. Top three. Yeah. Spokane, I didn't know they had an airport.
Well, how many people are going to chime in on Spokane and say, yeah, that's a great one. Trust me,
so
guys.
We went to Eric Better Z, been on the show before. On average, he takes 140 flights a year. His ratings come down to getting in and out, access to the city, food options, lounges, seating at the gate, and how easy it is with connections and making connecting flights, rental car, pick up, all this stuff.
A tremendous set of criteria.
Oh, absolutely.
The NCAA football committee should take notes from this guy.
Yes.
Right?
He's unbelievable. He's the real deal, Better Z. He goes top five, Detroit, Minneapolis, Austin, Salt Lake, Atlanta.
Okay. I haven't been to Detroit in like 15 years. So
Minneapolis is in my top five.
Minneapolis has been the nuts for a dozen years now.
Yes.
They were so advanced. I think they were the first airport that I ever noticed where they had, at all the spots, iPads, separate booths, order from whatever restaurant, they'll come deliver to you, super clean. It's great.
Brian Musburger off the top rope again, ripped them for the Atlanta selection. Says no, he does not like Atlanta.
And he does not like Detroit.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes. Also, just missed, he has San Diego, Phoenix, and D.C. I want to hear from you people. Best and worst airports.
Last time I was in San Diego, I think I had probably too many beers. I don't really recall San Diego's airport. Okay. Been to Phoenix many times. Huge, and I think I like Phoenix, yeah.
His worst airports, Miami, JFK, LAX.
Well, come on.
Seattle. Well, absolutely. No surprise. You're not getting an argument from me. It's number one with a bullet. Newark. The ex was born in Cambodia. She goes, this is terrible. There's more pigeons than people. The Newark airport's a disaster.
She called the Newark
worse than Cambodia. She was born in a camp.
And she said the airport's worse than where I was born.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Can she put that on a Yelp review?
We're driving around. She's like, where are we? What is this? This is insanity.
That's what she said?
That's what she said.
Oh, that's incredible.
From Cambodia.
Let's get the ex on the show.
No. Not happening. She knows where the bodies are buried. Okay. So what would you ask her?
Well, that, and then also, hey, take us back to 10 years ago when you hit the magic button. Popped for $17 million. What was Paulie like, huh?
There will be tears shed.
From you?
I don't know. No, her, maybe. Emotional. Where were we? Come on. Newark, yeah, absolutely. Newark's got to be on the list as well. I actually thought Dallas-Fort Worth is in my top five. A lot of people don't like that airport.
Strong.
That's a good airport. San Francisco, Minneapolis, and back home, McCarran. That's a good airport. I think that's a good airport. LAX, the worst LAX.
LAX is just an abomination.
It is. Newark, Oakland. I also have Miami on the list as well.
What'd you
worst
think of,
airports.
We flew into JFK the other night. What'd you think? It's in and out, though. It's just
I
had nothing to,
I had no feel.
To go on.
I had no feel.
You're right.
I'm groggy.
I had zero feel whatsoever.
I'm hopped up. The car's waiting. I don't know what's going on. I just got off a 5-hour.
You're all hopped up on dream water.
I sure was.
Yeah. Yes, get out of the way.
Out of it. Yeah. That's at the top. That's a top 20 moment in my life.
Falling asleep like that on the airplane
before it took off.
That's pretty impressive.
And you wake up, we're ready to land.
I wish I could do that once in my life.
Oh,
I can't.
God,
I watched two movies on the plane.
Are you serious?
I have no prayer.
Oh wow,
I've done everything. I've done everything on airplanes. You name it, I've done it. I've been there.
The guy nudged me too. Would you like a snack and a Coke? I'm out cold. What are you doing? Two Cokes.
Oh God. Johnny Avello on the show coming up next from DraftKings. We'll go over some of the popular bowl games early on here and run down the numbers for their contest this week. Coming up here.
Follow the Money, live from the DraftKings Sportsbook at Foxwoods Resort and Casino in Connecticut on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. It's Foxwoods, baby. DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL. And this week, new customers can bet $1 on any NFL game and get $100 if any points are scored. It's simple. Use the promo code VSiN when you sign up. Must be 21. Casino.DraftKings.com. For full details, what a promotion. Get up there and good luck and win.
Okay. You never know what's going to take off. You really don't.
You didn't give me enough time.
Talk about it on the air.
I knew this would take off. People love airports.
I can't even refresh Twitter fast enough because people are chiming in with the best and worst airports in the country.
This is a home run. We'll do this the next 3 days. This is a home run.
A lot of people agreeing with Detroit.
Yes.
Very high on the list.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
One person says absolutely disagree with Newark.
What?
The airport is completely upgraded and probably the nicest international airport on the East Coast.
Oh, it was upgraded?
Totally. Yeah, that's what this person says.
Well, it's been a while. Okay. I'll cut you a break. If it's been upgraded,
sure.
It's been a while for me.
Sure. Johnny Avella joins the program now from DraftKings before we have him run down the numbers for this week's Pick'em contest at their book. Johnny, what stands out to you? You travel quite a bit. By the way, congratulations. Sports Betting Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Dynamite, my
boy.
Man.
Oh, boy.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate that. I've been to Newark twice in November, and they have upgraded it. I think it's really nice. A lot of places to eat, a lot of places to relax. Somebody said state of the art. It actually is.
Okay.
I tell you, one of the airports that I've gone through a couple times was Philadelphia. I thought the service there was terrible. Aesthetically, it's fine. It's just, it was a service issue for me. And my favorite airports, of course, McCarran. Love
there
it when, we, when you hit McCarran and you jump in your car and go home.
Yep. Our buddy Fitz is checking in, and our other guy, who Eric, Better Z, 140 flights a year. They got Newark with a bullet. So we disagree on that one. How has your life changed since you've been inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Oh, let's see. How about nothing? It's a great honor. I'm humbled actually to so many people who have contributed to, the business that we're in. For me to be selected is something really special. How's my life changed? It hasn't changed. I mean, I just keep on doing what I've been doing for years and years.
More respect at home?
My grandkid went with us. My youngest grandkid went with us. And I asked her what her favorite part was of the whole trip. And it was the Hall of Fame, because we were on MetLife Stadium on the actual grounds where they play, on the artificial grass.
Okay.
And
yeah.
We were able to go out there and catch footballs and kick footballs. And it was a blast. So,
that's cool.
That is awesome.
That was the most fun she had our entire trip.
That's great.
How long have you been in the racket, Johnny?
Well, I've been in the casino industry over 40 years, because I did work in the table game industry, dealing all the games first 5 years or so of my career. But I've been in sports now for, 36, 37, something like that.
Okay. Before we get to the rundown of the numbers for your Pick'em contest this week, which games have moved the most for you in terms of bowl games in college football? At DraftKings, some of the most popular bets so far.
Yeah, the one game that's moved the most was Reno Western Mish. That game went from 7 down to 1. That's the biggest move. But there's a lot that have 2.2. But Fresno was opened up 13.5, now down 11. There's been UTEP money there.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple here that move pretty good. The Tulsa and Old Dominion, 7.5 up to 9.5. Florida, Central Florida across 6.5 up to 7.5. And Memphis, Hawaii, 3.5 up to 6. So there's a lot of games with, at least a couple of point move. And that's not unusual, guys. And some games switch favorites. Baylor's now the favorite in their game. Oklahoma's playing Oregon, 3 up to 4.5. We see this every year, these couple of point moves, because we put up a lot of games and a lot of these teams haven't played each other and, don't have, a good gauge on the matchups. The players think they do. We'll see if they're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure.
How many people were eliminated in Survivor? How many people were on the Vikings as they were upset by the Lions?
Yes, Survivor, the contest that started with 2,600, we're down to 41, so we lost another 20 this week. You mentioned the game, Paulie, of Vikings, 24% were on that side. The others were on Dolphins, 27%, Eagles, 12%, Rams, 12%. Now, a couple of players had some good solid picks left. Teams, they had the Chiefs, the Cards, the Rams, even the Seahawks. There were a couple picks on that too. So getting down, it's interesting to see what some of these guys are going to play and what they have left. So I'll be interested to hear, see what these picks are next week to talk about them. In our pick'em contest, the leader has 73%. One guy stands alone. Yeah, it's amazing. Another two people have 70%. Two people have 67%. The last week, the Dolphins, 57% was the top pick. Hey, the game was 2.5 on the, you know, on the contest card, but it, but that game ran way up. So understandably why that was the top pick.
Okay, why don't you run down the numbers that you have for week 14?
Okay, we'll do that. The Thursday night game, Vikings, 3.5 over the Steelers. We are now, we're at 3 on that game. I think a lot of other places may be, so that may be a certainly a pick. The Steelers plus the 3.5. The Cowboys, 3.5 at the Washington
football game. The Cowboys game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. These, you know, these lines right now are probably more solid than they have been on some contest lines. Some of the contest lines have been off, but when we, by the time we open up, there's some moves usually on Wednesday morning. Not so much this morning. Browns, 2.5 at home over the Ravens. Chiefs, 9.5 at home over the Raiders. Seahawks, 7.5 on the road at Houston. You know, all of a sudden, the Seahawks getting a little love now because of their win last week and be able to score some points. Titans, 9.5 at home over the Jags. Saints, 5.5 at the Jets. Panthers, 2.5 at home with Falcons. Chargers, 10.5 over the Giants, who are hurting right now. Broncos, yeah, I know. It's Giants are in a bad way, guys. Broncos, 7.5 at home over the Lions. Buccaneers, 3.5 at home over the Bills. Sure, feels like a short line there. A lot of respect for the Bills, you know, this week, even though they didn't play well last week, and maybe some bad coaching decisions. The four, Bengals, 0.5 at home over the Niners. Packers, 12.5 at home over the Bears. And the Cards, 2.5 at home over the Rams. A lot of home favorites this week. We've had a lot of road favorites this year. This week, settling in on the home ones.
Very good. How bad was the result Monday night? And everyone just saw the wind in the total, I think 46 down to 40. And how'd the Monday night, hell of a game to watch. It was crazy. Well, how'd that treat you?
Lost on the total, lost on some of the props. Certainly the players were betting some of the props, the, you know, the passing yards, passing attempts, the rushing yards was, we didn't get too hurt on that one too bad. But the game overall, I think we eked out a small win. So, it, you know, nothing disastrous.
Did you have a lot of in-play handle on that game with people just like saying, okay, we're not going to get any points here. Let's just keep firing on the under.
Well, we made the adjustment quite early. So, you know, if there was any one side they kept hitting, it certainly was the under. It was one of those games where, you know, there wasn't a lot going on. So it, on the side, it was really difficult to play the in-game wagering. And it's so, you know, on that, on the in-game wagering, not so much. On the total, a little bit early, but that also became stagnant.
Very cool. Johnny, congrats again on going into the Sports Betting Hall of Fame. Really cool honor. And thanks for popping on today. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Be good. There you go.
Yeah, what a life.
Johnny Avello.
Good for him. Well, it wasn't a no-brainer till like the second quarter. Remember, again, we talked about it. It's 8-7 in the first quarter.
Of course.
The long touchdown run. They fumble the punt.
So that would have beefed up the total, you would think, a little bit, obviously.
Yeah.
And then
I saw 43.5, I think, at
on
that
play.
When it got up, at one point. And then it just, then you realize, okay.
Will you ever go into a Hall of Fame?
No.
No? That's it?
No chance.
Nothing?
Well, inducted? Someone's going to induct me into a Hall of Fame?
There's a Nevada Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
I've
been doing this for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Is that a possibility? But I don't know who likes you, though. Like, I don't know who would make the case.
Sure.
You know?
That's fair.
As an individual, you know, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Tough.
I could, something dessert related. It would have to be like dessert related.
A cookie taster Hall of Fame? Is that what you want to? Okay.
You like right. The souffle cake for lunch? Did you like that?
Oh, my
God. Did you enjoy
what
that?
What a joke. Huh?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back tonight to Guy Fieri's for the 7-layer chocolate cake. I'm going to smuggle an ice cream.
Good.
Take it from the outside, bring it in.
I like it. It's a good move. Up next, Lou Finicaro on the program. We'll get some NFL best bets with him.
Bet River Sport. Bet River Sport. Bet River Sport.